The whole conversation now is all about Saddam Hussein. Come on, guys. There are 26 million people who are living here. We are talking about 26 million lives of children, women, old men. And all you're caring about is government and Saddam Hussein. Do you think that all these people are going to die or to face their death or their destiny just because your president doesn't like to go in public or doesn't like to be convinced or doesn't like to hear any dialogue? Is it that fair?
Go ahead.
No, I don't. We don't think it's fair at all. At all. I think.
What are you doing, guys, about that? What are you doing about that? You don't think it's fair. Okay. What are you doing about it?
I think actually most of us cry every day. Most of us.
Oh,
I know
come
I do.
On.
Cry every day. But
crying the long nights is not a solution.
You know, the tears won't wash the bombs away.
No, we really are.
For ages now.
I know we're trying to find.
Crying.
We're trying to find everything we can. We're trying to find to do everything we can because we understand the suffering of humanity, especially what America has caused the world. Through studying and through having it in our heart, we realize how horrible, destructively war is, and America is gonna do it to your people, and it hurts us like crazy. And we would actually want to know, what do you think we should do? We feel helpless. Just the same, we think this is one of the most horrible crimes. We think it's a crime against humanity. We don't know what we should do, yet we work on it daily.
Hey, guys,
well,
this is
really
Anita.
Can
I just add to that? You were saying that our president doesn't want to talk, and, you know, when he was confronted with Saddam, but I think we as students, the only thing we can do right now, that because our government won't listen to us, really, is we're having this conversation with you guys, you know? We're trying to show you that we're willing to talk and we're willing to learn from you and we're willing to understand you, and we do understand you. And if our president is not going
to
talk...
The problem here is that we don't have time to let you learn and understand. Come on, hello, wake up.
But if there's no conversation between our leaders, at least there's conversation between people who are willing to communicate, who are willing to understand each other, you know? And hopefully the world will hear this, and maybe not this, but at least this city will, and people will get more concerned and, you know, will maybe change their minds and be more willing to do something about this, you know? So we're doing, I think, the best we can do right now as students.
Hi, this is Lizette here. I actually wanted to ask you guys a question, too. I know that we're trying to actually set up marches here, talk, and try to speak up against our government. I actually want to know what you guys are doing over there to try to prevent this, too, because personally, I think that it's a big part of Islam to stand up to injustices. And if you obviously see this as an injustice, what are you guys doing this to fulfill this?
What could we do? I mean, we're complying with the, you know, UN Resolution 144.
As a student, though, not you mentioned people. We're not talking about the government anymore. We're talking about you guys as students, as people.
What could we do? I mean, we haven't done anything wrong, have we?
No.
So, like, we can't, I mean, stop anything. We can't come over to America and, you know, just, like, how should I say, tell you stop there, you know? Like, don't do it. I mean, we can't do that, you know?
Right, but, I mean, I think that the way that you kind of express that, what we're doing, you kind of belittled it. And in a sense, it's like we're trying as hard as we can because we see a complete injustice here. And I think you should take that into consideration.
Yeah.
We understand that there's no time, which is why we're trying to do this as soon as possible. And, I mean... I didn't understand. It's just... It's kind of like offering a voice to the voiceless. That's our job right now. We're trying to stand up to this. But I just wanted to know, you know, do you see... I mean, what are you guys doing in order to stand up for yourselves, too? Because, I mean, I know that God cannot help people that are not helping themselves, but I understand that you guys are not in a position where you... can openly do that too.
Well, yeah, since we're the victims, so I don't know, like. Ahmed.
Hey, actually, we're not soldiers, we're just students, so we can't do anything against that. We're talking the most sophisticated army weapons over the world. It's American, so we're just students, we can't do anything. We're just waiting to get bombed. As simple as that.
Something.
No, you have to face it. And then I have this question. Listen, America has weapons of mass destruction more than the whole world combined, okay? So
that's true.
Who gave America the right to decide that Iraq represents a threat on America?
No.
I mean, come on, guys. There are oceans between us.
Something that
you
really...
You have...
Something that I really hope that you all will understand and take from this dialogue is that the people here in Santa Barbara in this room participating in this conversation are some of the hardest working organizers and writers and thinkers and speakers, and that these are the folks that are really doing the hard work here in this room, that are mobilizing. We've had huge marches here in Santa Barbara. They've mobilized the student community and are writing and speaking out. So these are people who are not just feeling this in themselves, but are really doing something about it. So it's not that we feel helpless. We're working so hard to try and bring a voice to this situation and stop the war.
Can I just...
Well, we are working so hard, too.
I just wanted to... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, you.
I mean, I second what Leah said, but I also, I think that, I mean, me personally, I can't say this for everyone, but I have a very deep and sincere sense of guilt, and I know we here in America bear this incredible responsibility, especially because we have, you know, nominally at least a fairly representative government. I think there's so much that we haven't done and that we could do, and I, you know, speaking with you especially, I really, really apologize because there's much more that we could do. And,
We're failing.
And I want to ask you a question. Why war? Why we why don't we look for another resolution? For example, understanding talks. Why war? It's illogical to solve problems by use of war. We are, you know, we are civilian people. We are in the time or the age of science, okay? We are not animals or machines. So, you know, that people in the Middle East or before the history war were fighting and killing each other. So why U.S. administration insists of the choice of the war? Why U.S. administration want to attack us and want to, you know, to kill people and at the same time claims for the human rights? So my question is, why war?
That's exactly what we're asking. I think if any of us understood why our government could make a decision that war is the best option, we could say something to you. Unfortunately, we all disagree so strongly that your question leaves us speechless in some respects, because we can't answer why war. We don't agree with it. We don't understand it as the best option or any option. We feel like there are a lot of other ways that this could be going toward an end. And we're asking the same questions. We're asking why war.
I feel that Bush is being a dictator in this sense by not listening to us when we're begging for him not to go to war, and he won't listen to us.
You guys are talking about democracy here.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. You're supposed to have a democratic system. I mean, come on, it's not working here.
You're right.
You have a problem in the system there.
The government.
You're trying to give us something that you don't even have. You don't even have it's like to have democracy.
Well, I think that we have a certain history with a democratic system. Our particular election 2 years ago was one in which the current president received fewer votes than another candidate, of course, you know.
200,000 fewer votes, I know that.
Exactly. Right. So in a lot of ways, the people in this room believe that the president does not deserve to be the president right now. That said...
Why don't you do something about it?
I don't understand why you think we're not doing something about it. I wish you would stop saying that. It's frustrating for us because we believe that we are doing what we can. We understand that it's not having the effect that we would like it to have. But that doesn't mean we won't stop trying.
We're also just students. We're not soldiers.
It's not working. What you're doing is not working.
Do you think we should take up arms? We believe in the
If it's necessary, yeah.
We believe in a non-violent solution, but that's just my personal belief.
No, it's obviously it's not working because non-violent solutions is not the solution that your government is trying to make.
But war is violent, and we want to end violence through peace. Because only peace through end violence. War is a violence. We're trying to end it through peace.
Yeah, that's right. But the problem is that we are not cowards. So if someone came and attacked us, we won't just stand still.
Can I add something? You're trying to end this peacefully by bombing Iraq? This is a little bit funny.
Yeah, because you said in the beginning
the
of the conversation...
This is the latest joke.
You said in the beginning of conversation that your government is trying to help us. How? By giving us another thousands of victims and dead bodies all around the country? What a help.
You have to be in our shoes here to understand this.
Yeah.
We absolutely understand that there's no way we could know what it's like to be on your end. I think as I look around at everyone in the room here, this is Michelle speaking, we're beginning to feel really frustrated that we think that while we understand why you are asking all these questions, we hope that you realize that the people that you are asking these questions don't agree with our government policy. And so when you say you are going to bomb us to create peace, we will assume that that doesn't mean you are saying it to us, that you are saying it to the people in this country that believe war is the way, but that you are not saying it to us because you could not be farther from the truth. We absolutely feel it's wrong.
Also,
Michelle, this is Rumsey over here on this end, and I haven't talked through this. I mean, this is a conversation for the students, but I have been listening to you guys in the States and listening to folks here, and I think maybe some of the difficulty and where some of the frustration is coming from, I mean, let's face it, within the next couple of days, folks here are going to get saturation bombing in the city.
Bomb.
I mean, the Pentagon is calling it shock and awe. They're going to drop 3,000 bombs and missiles on Baghdad within 48 hours. They're planning on invading, overthrowing the government, violently overthrowing the government here, and these folks are going to have to try and live through that. And they've been listening to all the nonsense coming from President Bush. They've been listening to, you know, what Hans Blix has said, what France is saying, what Russia is saying, and the fact all these demonstrations and the fact that none of it seems to matter. Within the next couple of days, this city is going to be massively bombed and invaded, and they are going to have to try and live through it. And they have not had a chance to say anything about that to President Bush or to anybody in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they all understand that you are against the war, that the group of you there at the radio station are against the war, and I think they do appreciate that you have been working hard to try and prevent the war, but it's not working, and these folks are going to have to live through that. Mm-hmm. I think that's where their frustration is coming from.
Well,
anyway, I'll turn this back over to the kids.
I have something important for you guys. Can you, by any chance or any mean, broadcast this conversation to all the Americans?
We're trying.
By any chance.
Yes.
Because this conversation is from civilians tomorrow. Tomorrow, if you can. It will affect the American people and the government.
That's part of our strategy in doing this, that we're all going to gather together after this to work on getting this out to radio stations. And that's part of what we're doing as organizers, is amplifying this message. And we've made contact with a lot of radio stations who want to air this.
But you have to have broadcast this as fast as you could.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. This is Soraya with you.
Hi, Soraya again. Is there anyone of you who is married?
No.
Yes,
so
I'm married.
Cool down all this.
I'm engaged.
You are Michelle. You are Michelle.
Michelle is married and Lizette is engaged.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, Mabruk.
So, I got you in a personal question. And come on, let's be honest. Does any lady of you who have ever had two boyfriends in one time, the same time? Be honest. Be honest. Come on. No one is listening.
Yes, the guys.
No one is listening. Be honest. So, any courageous girl who would say yes?
Maybe.
Maybe. Wow. Who's that? Introduce yourself first.
It's Anita. I said maybe.
It's a very beautiful girl. You make sense.
You know, we are missing something here. Yeah?
Well, maybe, you know. We try to, you know, live it while we're young and have fun. So, you know, sometimes things happen and, you know, sometimes it's a good thing to admit.
Respect. What about the guys?
Come on, guys.
Come on. Admit it.
I don't think so.
Of you?
They're shy.
They're all blushing.
I'm surprised. So the ladies are not shy and the guys are shy?
They're all blushing.
I once had a dream of two.
I think they are afraid of getting dumped.
The women have the power in our country.
We have the power here too. I'm telling you, I'm a woman and we have the power.
I have a simple question, and it says just like this: what is the most nasty thing that you ever done in your life? And I really want to know. Be honest.
I think if ever I acted violently or harmed anyone, I think that's the nastiest thing I ever did in my life.
What about the others?
Kind of concerning something like that, I think acting out in anger is the worst. Because after like something bad has been done to me, I know that instead of suppressing my anger and trying to like do something, I've flashed out and... that disgusts me.
Well, for me, I stayed without a shower for 4 months.
four months.
Yeah, this is the most nasty thing that I ever done in my life because my legs get burned, so I have to stay without a shower. So 4 months without a point of water on my body. What really sucks.
Wow.
I'm a car. I love my family. And my country, we are human beings. So I know that, and you know that, and the people know that we call for peace, and we hate the war, and we don't afraid from the war. What will you say? And are you afraid from the war?
This is Lizette here. I'm actually completely devastated, because, like I said, I'm a Muslim, and I understand that a lot of my Muslim brothers and sisters would get hurt. Just killed, just absolutely demolished, and a lot of people think that, you know, who cares, they're far away, you know, and it's just like, no, we're all human, and we're all here, and it absolutely scares me, because I can't understand that how can intelligent people actually have to resort to war and think that that's going to bring about an answer to something that it just absolutely baffles me. It just scares me.
We're so sad. I swear to you, we're crying. We're so scared. We're so scared that innocent people are going to die in your country, and it hurts us tremendously.
One thing...
I really appreciate that. I have to say something. There is like... 4 or 5 days ago, there was this debate on the Abu Dhabi channel. Okay, it was between the New University of Baghdad and Davidson University, South Carolina. Okay, so this debate lasted for like 2 hours, and then and a half. Exactly, sorry, 2 hours and a half. And when it was broadcasted, it was for 1 hour. And
where the other one?
The left, you know, the 1.5 hour left was gone. And guess what? The 1.5 hours gone was for our favor. So it was, you know, I don't know. It's a professional's work. Yeah. They ended it into the American students' side. Okay, favor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you have to comment about that?
This is Lizette. I think that we question our media here a lot, and that's why we resort to independent sources. Maybe the fact that it was on Abu Dhabi TV, I'm not sure. They probably have a control over their media sources, and maybe you can look into more independent sources too.
Personally, I was really pissed off because, you know, half the meeting was I don't know, it was cut away. So, I was really pissed off. I mean, I was supposed to be there. And when we were watching it, I was not there. And most of my friends, you know, Mahmoud and Saeed and a lot of people was not there.
Huh.
Well, we're shocked, actually. Is this American media?
We are too. Well, we...
This is. I mean, what? Why does American media has to be afraid of like five Iraqi students? We don't have weapons.
That's a great question.
Yeah, really. I mean, if they are so afraid, sorry to say that, but they are such cowards.
Because they need to continue the lies in order to convince people that war is good. They continuously lie. The media lies all the time.
No.
Really?
This wasn't about war. This was about the Iraqi student and his USA opponent. I mean, guys, we kicked their butts there.
You know, I wish we could
really,
have seen it.
No offense. I don't hate people. But there was this guy. He was a redneck. His name was Max. He started talking about liberation, and we are coming to liberate Iraqi people. And then I answered him. And, you know, the whole conversation, which was the best, personally, I consider it the best part in the whole debate, it wasn't there.
I think there's a lot of racism in our media, too. There's probably a lot of racism in our media as well.